Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Satter story time, as it is every Wednesday at 8:15. What do we got? Anybody want to lead off today? You want me to go first?
You can lead off, yeah.
Okay, I'll lead off. Here we go.
Okay.
Your number today is 1.7. 1.7.
Okay.
Is it the average number of made three-pointers per game in the first 3 years of Shaedon Sharpe's young career in the NBA? So 1.7 makes per game for his entirety of his career, not
okay.
1 year, entirety of his
all
career.
Right. Okay.
Or is it the average number of inches that Ozempic users are noticing their unit has grown since beginning taking the weight loss medication?
The Simpsons did a great episode on Ozempic. Me and my daughter watched it the other day. It was so good. Marge was having nightmares because Homer was the only person in Springfield refusing to take.
Everybody else was skinny.
I think they called it Orthinic.
That's pretty
so funny. Everybody was just thin and, you know.
Great shape. Oh,
dude, it was a good episode.
Homer's like, I'm not going to do that. So, number of three-pointers made in his career or inches gained on your unit.
I'm going to go story.
I'm going to go stat.
For no particular reason.
Swag's going story, Sprague's
going
stat.
I'm
going
to go stat because I'm expecting it to be a higher number than 1.7, but I'm ready to be hurt.
Okay. We'll start with one Jason Swaggart and one Brandon Sprague. It is a stat. Shaedon Sharpe, 3 years into his career, averaging 1.7 three-point makes per game.
Okay.
He's a 33% three-point shooter. And they have a big looming decision about him this offseason. No, there's not an average, but there is a Reddit thread that popped up the other day from all these different Ozempic users who have obviously taken the medication to lose some weight. And
anecdotal evidence
of people continuing to jump in and say, like, yeah, dude, my ween's gotten a lot bigger since I started taking it. One commenter wrote,
is that because the fat roll is going away, so you see more of it?
Here's what an anonymous user said. He said,
serious question.
I know. He said, I recently measured myself down there and I noticed I gained about an inch. He said, now, I think people will say it's because of the fat loss. However, at the time that I measured myself before, he claims 4 years ago, I was thinner. Is this a thing? You guys do it? You guys measure your unit?
No.
When's the last time you measured your unit?
When I was 20.
Yeah. He said, I also bone pressed during measurement before.
What?
I don't know what that means. And also this time, has anyone else noticed this change in themselves? And then a bunch of other, you know, responders jumped in.
What?
One guy said, yes, I gained about 1.5 inches in length. No joke. Like you, I obviously know how long I was before I got very fat. Then after about 7 months, in my case, I gained 1.5 inches in length. Definitely not all from weight loss.
I have questions. Because they actually have done studies on Ozempic, and some of the things in Ozempic are helping them medically.
Mm.
This is going to be a weird question. How do you classify a hog?
Like size?
Is that a
girth? Like what's the question?
That's I'm asking.
It's just big. Hog is big. Big and meaty.
Is it like Randy Moss? You know thick, it when you see it.
Thick with two C's.
That guy's fat.
The hog is thick with two C's.
All right. Okay. I just wonder if an inch would you classify yourself with that extra inch as a hog?
I mean, you give me another inch and a half. You know, that's...
Dude, inch and a half.
An inch and a half's a lot, dude.
I'm comfortable in any locker room.
Yeah.
Any locker room.
Would you take another inch and a half, Swigard?
Sure.
I mean, if I'm going to give it to you, you take it, right?
Yeah.
She
take it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. You can go next there, Swag.
Fire away, Swag.
That's got to be from fat loss. There's no way this is making it grow.
They're saying that these guys have been claiming they've been measuring their weens.
Do you believe them?
I'm going to measure my ween and then start Ozempic, and I'll let you know
how many inches I gained. If they measured it while they had underbelly, there was a chance they weren't measuring properly.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how fat you are.
Well, I mean, you see people and you're like,
I mean, but not everybody that's on Ozempic is like 897 pounds.
I'm well
like,
aware
I
of
think
that.
There's some people who are just, you know, you're a little overweight. Dude, you're on Ozempic.
I knew somebody on Ozempic that when you saw them, you would have gone, oh, you're in good shape. And they took it and they got, and you're like, what? Blew my mind. I don't know what the criteria. It's also expensive.
Ozempic is?
That's why people do a knockoff version.
Can anybody get Ozempic?
Like a Kirkland special Ozempic.
Do I have to get a prescription to get it?
I think you have to get a prescription.
Like a doctor's note to start it?
Yeah, but I'm going to guess there's probably a fairly easy place you can go online to get such prescriptions.
What if I just started taking Ozempic and came in shredded one day?
You don't come in shredded. You come in scary skinny. Yeah.
Like, why? I mean, I would stop it. I'd turn the faucet off after a while, right? Can't you do that?
Would you?
Take it. I don't want to be
Adam
skin
Silver.
And bones. Yeah, I don't like a ghost. I don't want to do that.
Okay, your number is 5.
You son of a...
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's just a number. Is it the number of Regional 4 seeds that ultimately reached the Men's College World Series since they redid the format in 1999?
Okay, give me the number again.
Say it again, the stat.
Okay. Is it the number of Regional 4 seeds?
So regional 4 seeds.
Like in the Corvallis Regional, Oregon State was the one seed, and then they seed them 1, 2, 3, 4. All the way around.
Okay.
The total number. Murray State was a 4 seed in their regional. They are in now the College World Series. How many others? Is it 5? Or... Is it
Bill Russell SGA?
The number of cities in the Pacific Northwest that were ranked in the top 20 of this Rising Star Foodie Destinations in the United States.
We're on a similar pathway here on this stat or story. I'm gonna go story. I'm not even going to try to calculate his stat. It's like too
I feel
much.
Like that's pretty rare for a 4 seed to make it. I feel like the 4 seed's kind of, that's like a 16 seed making it kind of thing. That's a pretty, and to make it all the way to Omaha, you say?
To Omaha.
Now remember,
yes.
The
Omaha.
Super Regional was just added in 99.
And my number is 4. My number is 4.
So
four.
How four long has the College World Series been going on?
Well, when they redid it in their current structure, it was 1999. So this would be Murray State. Are they the 5th?
Since they added the Super.
Since
I'm going to go stab. I'm going to go stab.
I don't. Story. I'll just be different, I guess. I don't know.
It is a story.
Is it question yourself for a second?
Murray
Riggins,
State.
You're having a day, buddy. You're having a day.
Murray State is the 4th Regional 4 seed to ever reach the Men's College World Series. Oral Roberts went there in 2023, famously coming out of the Eugene region.
Yeah, that's right. They beat us.
Stony Brook went there.
I think that was a Super Regional.
2012.
I think it was a Super Regional.
Yeah, that was a Super Regional.
And Fresno State was the first to do it in 2008, and they won the College World Series.
In 2008,
in
Fresno
2008,
State won the College World Series.
As a regional 4 seed.
Fresno State has a natty?
Yeah, because I think the 07 Oregon State followed by Fresno State was like the like nobody
what is happening right now.
Yeah, Oregon State was a regional 3 seed, I think, that year. They were like the last at-large team to get in, and then they went on a run. This is from HomeToGo.com. They did a ranking... this Taste of Summer Index, the top 20 Rising Star foodie destinations in the United States. Portland, number 1. Woodinville, Washington, number 2. Astoria, number 4. Seattle, number 5. And Bainbridge Island, Washington, number 8.
This is just the Northwest?
No, this is the entire country.
Get out of here.
So 5 of the top 20. So it's based on
LA or New York.
Searching trends, vacation rental costs, highly rated restaurant scores, and gourmet experiences scores.
Gourmet experiences, huh? Yep. We got a lot of those out here.
So Portland, number 1, if you want to take a foodie vacation.
We got a lot of great food in this city. There's no doubt about that.
Your number is 5.
5.
Again.
Wow.
Is it?
Stat!
Is it... The date that Lee Corso made his very first headgear prediction.
5?
Yeah, of a month.
Okay.
Or... I'm sorry, man. He screwed me. I got Riggins.
So September 5th, you mean? Like, that would be, if that's the, okay.
I didn't say the month, did I?
Well, I mean, it would have to be the start of the college football year.
Okay. Or is it the ranking of a Portland bar of best bars in America by Esquire magazine?
I'm going to go story. Give me story. I think.
Yeah, this is a story. I saw this.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh. You didn't see anything, you idiot. October 5th. That was the first headgear pick. It was, and they've noted, it was Ohio State, Texas. He picked Brutus the Buckeye. He put that headgear on. That'll be his last game in college football. October 5th.
Why did they start in October?
October 5th, 1996.
Well, that's when he made the pick.
That was his first ever headgear pick.
That was his first headgear pick.
Why would they not? The show was going on.
Why did they just start doing it randomly?
Probably an
a month
idea
into
randomly,
the year.
Like week four.
You didn't come up with that before the season started?
Well, I think it was something they were trying to do, but having it not been done before.
It was a unique thing. So
they had to go through. It was like Herb Street's wife was a former Ohio State cheerleader, and there was all sorts of back and forth behind the scenes, and it was like quite the ordeal. Mm. It's like on a 30 for 30 or an E60 or something that tells the whole story of how it went down.
Interesting.
Yeah, the story that you saw from Esquire has Portland's Too Soon Bar ranked 12th.
That was 12.
On their top 15.
Too soon. Have you ever been?
No.
Neither have I.
Where is it?
I read about
it's in Portland.
Southeast.
Thank you.
Yeah, they were. Somebody was raving about.
I don't really go to bars. I got to be honest
call,
with you.
So at last call, like 1 a.m., when you get your final drink, there's a chef there that does a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie.
What?
From his grandma's recipe.
You did read this article then?
Yeah.
You did?
You just way misremembered where they
were. Yeah, I certainly did.
That's pretty cool, though.
I mean, that's not that far away from us.
Yeah. There are fewer and
when
fewer
you say us, who are you talking
late
about?
Night, late, like right late now, night we're hangouts in Portland.
Just over off of Burnside?
I'm just like, I'm kind of, I mean, I've always been a little bit more not go to bar guy.
Maybe I have been to this bar.
But as I get older, I move further and further away from ever being at a bar past like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not a late night bar guy either. You give me a happy hour, a twilight bar.
Happy hour's great.
I'll be there. That's me. That's
usually
my cup of tea.
Usually late night bar is when you've gone to something else.
I'm not a final kind of guy.
Like you've gone to a concert or you've gone to a sporting event or whatever, and you're not ready for your night to be over yet.
Yes.
You're with a group.
Yeah. Out with the guys.
Yeah.
Let's go get one more drink.
When we get to...
this article.
I did. Missed that part. I remember the cookies.
I bet you do remember those cookies.
There you go. Status story.
Take some Ozempic. Get some more cookies in your life. You know what I mean?
Every Wednesday at 8:15. Let's all take some Ozempic and see if we get hogs. What do you think? Show challenge? Summertime challenge? Who's got the biggest hog in September?
I don't... That would be the weirdest radio to ever do. You know, you coming in with the biggest one with that t-shirt on would be a huge win for you.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? I would just be wearing this shirt, nothing else, unbuttoned. Say, look at that.
Be going Donald Duck on us.
Look at that.